Welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. I am Michael.
Hey, I'm Kevin.
And Kev, I gotta ask you, one of the great American traditions is eating bacon and pairing it with beer, I'd say.
I think that's a new one. I was talking with our guest here off microphone, and I had not heard about this before. It's a totally new concept to me.
Yes, of course. And we are joined by the man himself, Patrick Berger, the proprietor of Patty Long's and Kaiser Tiger. What's going on, Pat?
Oh, you know, nothing, everything.
I heard that you just got off a successful date over at Bacon Fest. How was that?
It was fantastic. Yeah, yesterday we did the lunch session at Bacon Fest, and as always, you know, it is a blast. People love bacon.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, yeah. And the folks at Bacon Fest, like the actual attendees, they're the best. They're like just so happy to be there. They're really into it. They're bacon geeks.
So you, as being as the bacon connoisseur, I'm going to just give you that title for now. What were your thoughts? Was there a lot of great new recipes and everything that you saw, or was it much of the same? Or what do you think about the bacon situation here in Chicago now?
Well, you know, I keep waiting for bacon to jump the shark. You know, I remember, yeah. You know, we started doing this bacon thing 8 or 9 years ago at Patty Long's, and I remember when the Baconator came out. I think it was Wendy's or Burger King or something. And I was like, "Oh, that's it. Bacon's over." You know, now Wendy's is on the bacon train. So, but that has not proven to be the case. People can't get enough of it. They love it, and for good reason. It tastes pretty great.
People love it to the point where I'm now seeing it on donuts like everywhere. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that? It's a pretty heavy donut.
Yeah, I have had the bacon donut. It's good.
It is good.
Yeah, everything, no, you know, doubt. I've yet to have anything that wasn't better with bacon. I've had bacon ice cream, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I've bacon dressing, bacon cologne, I think, is out there now.
Yeah, maybe that's not so good.
That's maybe too far.
Yeah, that might take it.
Sorry, guys. I knew I shouldn't have double dosed tonight. So, Pat, I think that the story of your history is kind of cool. How did you come up with the conception of making a bacon and beer bar?
You know, it kind of happened organically. We opened up 10 years ago now at 1028 West Diversey in the Lakeview neighborhood. And my business partner, Chris Latchford, is a gentleman from Dublin, Ireland. And we opened a pretty straightforward Irish pub, except I was a beer judge. I still am a beer judge and a beer geek. And so I was putting all these weird beers on tap. And then I was really into bacon. So we had like 4 or 5 different bacons on the menu. And Chris would kind of make fun of me about it. Why do we have all these bacons? Oh, I don't know, you know, I'm just into it. But he realized very quickly that that is what was bringing people in. You know, there's a million Irish bars in Chicago. And you kind of got to stick out. So I remember very early on, we were probably 6 months old or so, and he said, you know, everyone's coming in for the beer and the bacon. I'm changing the name from Patty Long's Irish Pub to Patty Long's Beer and Bacon Pub. Mm-hmm. I want you to redo the menu and, you know, just whip out every crazy bacon dish you've ever wanted to put on there. And I did, and the rest is, you know, kind of history.
Yeah. And so, I mean, cool. Today now you guys do, like, pairings and flights and all that?
Yeah. So now we do beer and bacon. We've been doing this for a while, beer and bacon tastings, where I pair 5 different beers with 5 different cuts of bacon.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. It's a good time. We give you a little history of, you know, the different bacons as well as the beers, and people love it. They've been coming in for it for, I think, about 7 years now. We've had over 19,000 people come through for our beer and bacon tasting.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I gotta get in for that.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, every Friday and Saturday, and I think you can book it on our website at pattylongs.com. Hmm.
So I want to qualify 2 things as bacon or not bacon. One of them being Canadian bacon. In your eyes, is that bacon?
That is bacon. Yes, absolutely. It's back bacon.
Okay.
And it comes from the loin of the pig, so it's not as fatty as our traditional belly bacon.
Sure.
But it's cured and smoked. It's bacon. And
it comes
from a pig.
But it seems more of like a ham to me, which I guess is kind of the same concept.
Yes. But it is, you know, that's the original bacon.
Okay.
That's where the word comes from the back of the pig.
Oh.
And in England, Ireland, Scotland, if you get bacon, you're going to get back bacon.
Interesting.
And we do serve an Irish bacon at Patty Long's.
Huh. What about pork belly? I'm seeing that all over the place now, too. And it just, to me, it looks kind of like bacon. It tastes very rich.
Well, pork belly is the most popular cut of bacon.
Okay.
So bacon, most bacon is pork belly. But you have to cure it and smoke it for it to be bacon. For me, you have to at least cure it.
Now, turkey bacon. Does that count?
That's a thing? No. I don't know what that is. Turkeys.
I mean, yeah, it's...
No, that is not...
You just offended him.
I know, I can tell.
That is not bacon.
The whole tone changed.
No, it's got to come from a pig for me to consider it bacon.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Bacon comes from a pig.
Yeah.
So, you know, another thing that you do, which makes your bar so great, is you have a challenge. That you challenge the normal man who walks through the door, man or woman, with the bacon challenge. Now, I saw that there was some news on that on social media. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, we recently had a couple of... they come in droves sometimes because, you know, there's this thing called competitive eating out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the competitive eaters, but I know more about it than I ever cared to. They're very competitive, obviously. And once one of them comes in and does it and they brag about it on, you know, a website or on their message boards or whatever, then suddenly they're coming in. You know, nonstop to do it. And so we had a little rush of it lately, and a woman came in and destroyed the record. She ate it in like 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
Now, hold on. What is it?
It is a 5-pound spicy beef and pork meatloaf stuffed with bacon and then wrapped in a brown sugar bacon weave.
Oh, my God. And she ate all of it?
Yes, with a pound of fries.
Oh, my God. That's 6 pounds of food.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah.
It's always the people you least suspect, too.
Yeah, not a big girl. And, you know, our mutual friend Sam was behind the bar. He didn't, you know, she came in and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to do the challenge. He was like, whatever. He didn't even bother filming it, you know. He didn't think she had a chance. And by the time he realized what was going on, she was halfway done.
Mid-chant, they're just like, go.
She came in on a quiet Monday night and shattered the record. The previous record was 8 minutes, 52 seconds.
So she did it in four?
She did 4 minutes, I think, 12 seconds.
It's, how is that even possible?
Can you give me her number? I got to marry this woman.
She'll eat you out of house and home. it's on YouTube. You got to watch it. It is. It's like a train wreck. You can't look away. Mm-hmm. But it's unbelievable. She gets a third of it down in about like the first 4 seconds.
Oh my God!
It's crazy.
Now, have you had some experience with the Food Channel too? I remember that you had something.
Yeah,
we've been on.
Yeah, we've been on the Cooking Channel, the Discovery Channel, Travel Channel. WGN Chicago Best, of course.
And, yeah, Elliot.
Yep. Elliot's been by. And most recently we taped with the FYI Network last week. I don't know when that's coming out. Kaiser Tiger will be on the new season of Food Paradise on Travel Channel.
Cool.
Wow.
So, people apparently... A fat bearded guy weaving bacon makes for good television.
Who'd have thought it? Yeah. I mean, but that really solidifies you as one of the best bacon bars in Chicago. That you have all this this intense press going about your company here. I mean, it must feel good to be sitting at that kind of level.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the restaurant business is a tough business, and you know, every day you're open is a victory, and 10 years. Now
yeah,
at Patty Long's is it's been a wild ride. It's been great. It is the most challenging business that I can think of. You have to wear a lot of different hats. And,
sure.
Thank God we're still here. Knock on wood. Knock on something.
So now I understand you have a little bit of history with Patty Long's, correct, Michael?
I do, in fact. I do. Surprisingly, I went to Patty Long's. I have a mutual friend, our good friend Sam Meckling, who is the proprietor of Malort, which is one of Chicago's finest brands of liqueur, I guess you would call it.
Yes, he's an evil man, Sam Meckling.
he does. He's like the anti-Santa Claus almost. Instead of bringing gifts, he brings people Malort, which is often
destroying palates every day.
I like it. I really do.
If you don't know what Malort is, make sure you go and check out some of their YouTube videos. There's this great one where they refer to it as sandpaper. I think pencil shavings from your 9th grade history class was a good description of it.
It tastes like off deep woods to me. Like, you know, when you're like really in there, it tastes like that. But kind of in a good way.
Yeah. If you don't like yourself, go get yourself some Malort and drink it.
I love that the Chicago handshake is becoming a new
thing. I know,
and
I love
it's
that
the old style and the shot of Malort.
Yep, can of old style, shot of Malort.
It's Chicago a thing has,
if you want to make an enemy.
Mm-hmm. So if you've had that or anything, please call us, text us, tell us what you think about that. 312-981-7200. But now I wanted to get to why the secret that I was sharing a little bit before Pat came on. I was one time your trivia guy.
You were the quiz master. That's what we call it, the quiz master. Yes.
I took it down from one of the first guy who was there for about, like, what, 9 years or something like that?
A long time. Yeah.
He was fantastic.
Colin
was a great man, and I took it from him for about a little under a year. It was a great time, and I thought that it'd be great for our listeners, you know, to get a little bit, since you're here, Pat, we're honored to have you, if we did a little trivia following this next break, and we gave away some prizes. Do you have something to give away to our listeners?
Yeah, I brought a $50 gift card to our other restaurant, Kaiser Tiger, in the West Loop on Randolph and Ogden, and we have a giant beer garden there, and we're almost in the beer garden season, so... $50 should get you a few beers out in the sun.
Awesome.
Kaiser Tiger, one of the best spots in Chicago. The address is 1415 West Randolph in Chicago. And let's do that. Let's give some trivia going up at this next segment. We'll do some April trivia. How about that?
Okay, yeah. So what should we do? Like two contestants? How do you want to do this?
Yeah, let's just line up the phone calls, 981-7200, and see who we got. I will give them, and the first person who gets it right, let's give it to them.
Okay, cool. Okay. Well, yeah, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with trivia with Patrick Berger of Patty Long's and Kaiser Tiger and Sound Sessions here on WGN.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. This is Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. Call and text in 312-981-7200. This is Kevin and Michael. And with Pat from Patty Long's and Kaiser Tiger. Now, we kind of teased this before, the fact that I was once the trivia master over at Patty Long's, which is, by the way, can I just say, unbiased here, one of the best bars in all of Chicago. If you want to just go and have a great beer and just have some great food, go to Patty Long's.
Me sold a beer and bacon. Okay. You don't need to sell anything else there.
That wasn't very hard to tell. And we thought we'd, since Pat's here, we have the honor of having him here with us, we thought we'd do a little trivia ourselves. So let's take a call from a good friend of ours, Ellen. What's going on, Ellen?
Hello, how are you?
We're doing good. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, just fine.
Thanks for calling into WGN. Are you ready for your bacon trivia?
Yes, I am.
All right. So in the topic of bacon, pig farming is a huge industry in blank. Almost half the world's pigs come from the blank. And what is that country?
What is the country where most pigs come from?
Yes.
Is that the question?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my good. Would it be the United States?
No. Sorry, Ellen. Thanks for playing. We appreciate the call.
You.
Thanks so much for listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Ellen. Susan, what's going on?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a country that has pigs.
Well, I think most of them have pigs, so you have a good chance to just say one of them. But let me repeat it for you real quick. Pig farming is a huge industry in blank. Almost half the world's pigs come from which country? What is it, Susan?
China?
Way to go.
Nice.
I'm surprised.
Susan with the points.
Made it sound easy.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, in fact, half of the world's pigs come from China, and man, they are just hog wild for those pigs.
Okay. Wrap it up.
Pat, can you tell us, Susan, what she's won tonight?
Susan, you have won a $50 gift card to Kaiser Tiger, 1415 West Randolph in the West Loop.
Fantastic, Susan. Thank you so much for playing. You are an official sound sesher, and our great producer, Shantae, is going to take your information.
Yeah, Susan, stay on the line. We'll talk with Shantae and get your info.
Thank you.
John, we're going to give you a chance, too. I have one more question for you here, my friend.
All right.
John, what's going on, my friend?
How are you?
I'm good. Okay, I'm going to give you an April question, though. Are you ready?
April. So the category is the month of April.
Yes.
Okay.
The category is the month of April. Thanks again for calling, my friend. All right, here we go. Which famous fictional character celebrates a birthday on the 17th of April? All right, I'm going to give you some choices here, okay?
You better.
We don't expect you to know that's off the top of your head, my friend. Here we go. We got A, Sherlock Holmes, B, Daffy Duck, C, Shrek, or D, Peter Parker.
Wow, this is hard.
Oh, man, I really wanted that Kaiser. I love the Kaiser tie. I have no idea. I'm going to go Sherlock Holmes.
Oh. Sorry, my friend.
I meant Shrek.
John, you are a fantastic friend. We're going to try to figure out something we're going to give you. If anything, we'll give you a Sound Sessions a swag bag that we got. We got a few CDs and shirts that we can give away, so we'll get you that. So we'll put you on hold, too, and you can talk to our excellent producer, Shantae. But I might as well just give you the answer here.
Well, we got one more contestant. I don't know.
Oh, we do.
You want to try Martin?
Oh, yeah. Martin, what's going on, my friend?
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight, Martin?
Excellent.
All right, I'm going to give you another choice here. We got an April category here. The question was, which famous fictional character celebrates a birthday on the 17th of April? Is it A, Sherlock Holmes, B, Daffy Duck, C, Shrek, D, Peter Parker?
My gut is saying Daffy Duck for some reason.
You are correct, wow. My friend.
Wow.
Martin, that's with impressive. The win.
Good one.
Congratulations.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Daffy Duck first appeared to the public on April the 17th, 1937. He debuted in Porky's Duck Hunt, which was created by Bob Clampett and director Tex Avery. Oh, don't you miss those names? I wish we had more of those names today.
That's excellent.
So what are we giving Martin, a pizza or something?
Martin, we'll give you a pizza, or we'll give you a Sound Session swag bag. Your choice. Well, we'll let you speak to Shantae, though, our excellent producer, okay?
All right, great. Thanks
Martin.
A lot, guys.
Great hearing from you, Martin.
All right, cool.
And then, you know what? That kind of leads me to our next point. On April 17th is, in fact, when our next guest, Wayne Coyne, is going to be performing at the...
Oh, that's right. That's right. Coming up after
the news.
Here
in the Riv. And yeah. I hear that, Pat, you have a little bit of a connection to our guest, Wayne Coyne.
Well, I just I mentioned that he was doing shots of Malort last time he was in town.
No kidding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he is not he is familiar with that painful liquid known as Jepson's Malort.
I wish I would have known that. That's hilarious.
You'll have to ask him about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
chances are he remembers.
I'm sure that you never
you don't forget,
forget
it. Right. You don't forget it. He probably can still taste it.
So, Pat, you mentioned earlier before we wrap up here that you're a big beer guy, big proponent. Do you have a
yes.
like one, as of it is right now, one favorite beer from Chicago?
Oh, I couldn't, you know, whenever people ask me what my favorite beer is, I always say the one in my hand, you know, because
that's
the one I can drink the quickest. But, you know, I've been, there are so many breweries in Chicago now. We're up to over 80 breweries in Chicagoland.
Wow.
And if I had to go with a new one that, you know, that maybe people haven't checked out yet, there's a brewery called Dovetail that
I've heard of that,
kind
yeah.
of recently opened, and we're big big supporters of them. You can find their beers at both of my bars. In fact, they're Beer of the Month this month. And they are doing really traditional German-style lagers. They do a Hefeweizen, and then they have this Lambic program. For those of you that don't know, that is spontaneously fermented beer. So they basically pump it into a giant stainless steel pool, open up the windows, and let the natural yeast that's floating around all the time infect the beer and ferment the beer that way. So they don't add yeast to it, and then they pump that off into barrels and let it age for years.
Wow.
So that beer we actually won't taste for a long time, but their lagers are out of this world, just, you know, super crushable, perfect for the summer.
Yeah.
And check them out. They also have a tasting room.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's the cool thing about being here in the city is the fact that we have the connection to all these great beers and everything like that.
So many great bars like Kaiser Tiger or Patty Long's.
Mm-hmm. And Pat, where can they find you at? Where can they connect you to?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Patty Long's. You can find Patty Long's on Facebook and Twitter, as well as Kaiser Tiger, KaiserTiger.com, and at Kaiser Tiger CHIC on Twitter.
Two of like the best bars in the city of Chicago. Go and check them out. Pat, we can't thank you enough for joining us here on Sound Sessions.
Absolutely, my pleasure. I left some bacon here for you.
I can smell it. I'm
yeah,
ready.
Don't
stomach's growling.
All right. Well, before you go, just tell us one more time, what are these beers that you brought before we forget?
Oh, I brought a couple of beers, and you know, I'm from St. Louis, and you know, I don't know if
you left that out.
Yeah, the Cubs might be playing the Cardinals right now, so I brought a couple of St. Louis beers, one from Urban Chestnut. And a actual Cardinal-themed beer from O'Fallon Brewery called STL Red. And then we've got Pipeworks Ninja versus Unicorn, double IPA, very popular. That's our number one selling canned beer at both bars. And then I brought a Belgian Trappist ale, the Rochefort 10. This is a strong Belgian quadruple, and just a world-class, wonderful beer made by monks.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know. Should I give out the score, or is that a spoiler alert for the game right now?
I don't know. Pat, what do you think?
It depends.
I think Roger's going to give it out in his news anyway, I would assume.
And that's coming up in just a minute or so.
Yeah. 0-0.
I've got a secret stash.
Roger, are you a fan of bacon and beer?
Bacon anytime I can grab some, even though I am on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it's always good protein.
Yeah. Yes, it's carb-free.
That's right.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I'm there. Just leave a slab for me.
We will, Roger. Well, Pat Berger, we can't thank you enough for joining us. Check out Patty Long's Beer and Bacon Pub and Kaiser Tiger over in the West Loop. Thanks again, my friend.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you guys so much.